Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Thursday, November 30th.
This has been the hottest year ever in humanity, and we are paying the price with people's lives and livelihoods.
That was UN Climate Chief Simon Steele speaking as COP28 officially started in Dubai today. World leaders and business heads will get together over the next few days to discuss the climate crisis, including how to slow it down, how to help countries adapt to its impact, and who should be footing the bill. Steele says the world needs to stop taking, quote, baby steps, and move on from its dependence on fossil fuels. But this year's COP president, oil company CEO Sultan Al Jaber, had a different message.
We must look for ways and ensure the inclusion of the role of fossil fuels.
Al Jaber's appointment raised a lot of eyebrows, and yesterday he denied allegations that the UAE was planning to use its position as host to strike oil and gas deals. And the leaders of the two largest polluters in the world won't be there, with US President Joe Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping missing the event. Global leaders are paying tribute to former US Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who died yesterday at the age of 100. China called him a most valued old friend, with the country's foreign ministry hailing the American diplomat as a pioneer and architect of China-US relations. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in Israel today to discuss the truce in Gaza, took a moment to reflect on his legacy.
Secretary Kissinger really set the standard for everyone who followed in this job. Few people were better students of history. Even fewer people did more to shape history than Henry Kissinger.
But he was also reviled by many, especially for his support of the 1973 coup against Chile's democratic government. And Chile's ambassador to the US described Kissinger last night as a man whose, quote, historical brilliance never managed to hide his deep moral misery. The humanitarian truce between Israel and Hamas is continuing today, after both sides agreed to an extension right before it was due to expire. Hamas is expected to release 10 more hostages, and fighting in Gaza will stay paused. During the first 6 days of the truce, 97 Israeli and foreign national hostages have been released from Gaza, while 210 Palestinians have been freed from Israeli jails. And there are hopes the truce could be extended further. The US Department of Education is investigating Harvard University and the New York City Department of Education over alleged incidents of anti-Semitism, anti-Arab racism, and Islamophobia. The two institutions are the latest to be added to a growing list of universities and school districts under the scrutiny of federal authorities. This comes just 2 days before Harvard's president is set to testify before Congress on the topic, alongside the presidents of MIT and UPenn. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer delivered a deeply personal speech on anti-Semitism on Capitol Hill yesterday.
After October 7th, Jewish Americans are feeling singled out, targeted, and isolated. In many ways, we feel alone.
The speech got him a rare compliment from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who described it as extraordinary. Coming up, the world's most expensive cities.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
The global cost of living crisis is far from over, and living in a big city can sometimes be a big hit on people's finances, especially if you live in Zurich, Singapore, New York, or Geneva. They've been named as the top four most expensive cities to live in 2023, with LA and San Francisco also making the top 10. That's according to the annual Worldwide Cost of Living Index, which found the average cost of living rose by 7.4% this year, with grocery prices increasing the fastest. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.